of screams.
إن رأيت
if you see
وأنت مغمض العينين
while your eyes are closed
صورة طفل يرضع ثدي أمه الميتة
the image of a baby suckling at the breast of his dead mother then know that this
أن هذا الشقي من دارفور. إن سمعت وأنت في سبات الأولين صدى يتردد في جهات الكون لعويل وصرخات امرأة ثكلى تقتصب في الصحراء بعد أن تخلت عنها الأرض والسماء.
If you hear while you are deep asleep an echo vibrating in the corners of the universe of a wailing and screaming of a widow being raped in the desert after earth and sky had deserted her.
تأكد بأن تلك المرأة من دارفور. My name is Afif Ismail Abdelrazik. I was born in Al Hasahisa town in Sudan. In Sudan, I'm a published poet, and in country like Sudan, we call the poets the voice of the nation. All time, there is a conflict between the political authority and the writer or all the artists. I have been jailed for 24 times in 10 years from 1990 till 2000. And after that, I decided to leave the country with my family. We fled to Egypt, and we stayed there for 3 years, refugees. And I came to Australia in December 2003. إن شاهدت وأنت مسبل العينين على شاشات العالم ساسة مترفين أمميين ومحليين ومستعربين يتقاثمون ملفا ينذ دما وديدانا وقيحا تأكد بأنهم لا شيء سوف يفعلون.
If you watch with heavy eyes on the screens of the world, leisured politicians, internationals and locals and orientalists sharing a file that is oozing blood and worms and pus, be sure that nothing will they do. If you read a poem of a modern poet in the 21st century, deserted by all the dictionaries of language, whose image can picture nothing but a desert, whose people since the beginning of time have been sacrificed to death and waste, be sure that you are reading the poem of a poet who tried, before committing suicide, to write the story of his people in Darfur.